Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24-7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Randy Lance with our top stories. A South Florida man facing several murder charges after gunning down his own wife and two young sons. We'll have the latest details coming up. But first, let's check in with Terry Griffin in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Thanks, Randy. Dolphin westbound at Northwest 12th, the right lane is blocked. That is because of construction. And in Broward County, 595 eastbound at University, you do have an accident off to the side looking at our traffic cameras. And the chilly cook-off, C.B. Smith Park, Flamingo, and Pine. You have some backups in the area. Next update at 12:30. I'm Terry Griffin, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
We could see a quick sprinkle or shower this morning. Beyond that, a mix of sun and clouds with some gusty winds today. Highs in the upper 70s. Breezy, humid, low 70s tonight. Some thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
Mostly cloudy skies all across the metro area right now. 79 degrees in downtown Miami, 78 in Oakland Park. It's 12 o'clock. Our top story this afternoon, a South Florida man is behind bars after admittedly killing his wife and two children. Palm Beach Sheriff's deputies discovering their bodies after 49-year-old Neil Jacobson crashed his SUV along 441 in Delray Beach. Jacobson telling paramedics he had killed his family and reportedly swallowed pills in an attempt to commit suicide. The grisly murder taking place on South Sea Court in the Isles of Wellington. Jacobson's wife, 53-year-old Frankie, and 7-year-old twin sons, Eric and Joshua, all apparently died from gunshot wounds.
I am totally shocked right now. I'm finding this very surreal, and I just feel that something snapped. Maybe the pressures of the economy, something caused Neil to snap.
That's neighbor Linda Katz. After confessing to the shooting, Jacobson reportedly said his life had been going downhill since his father died in 2007. Onlookers cheering as a 23-year-old man was pulled from the rubble alive 11 days after a powerful earthquake struck Haiti. The man is said to be in good health after being buried in the wreckage of a fruit and vegetable shop. The rescue comes after the Haitian government declared an end to searching for the living. Organizers for the All-Star Hope for Haiti Now telethon say the event raised a record-setting $57 million and counting. The two-hour telethon aired Friday night on the major networks and dozens of other channels. A statement says the money raised was a record. A new audio message claiming to be from Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden claiming responsibility for the Christmas Day airliner attack and promises more. In a message carried by Al Jazeera, bin Laden said there would be no peace for America unless there were security for Palestinians. There was no way to confirm if it was actually bin Laden, but it resembled previous recordings attributed to him. Also, an airplane headed to Las Vegas from D.C. was diverted to Denver last night after an unruly passenger tried to open the main passenger door mid-flight. According to officials, the man first tried to open the cockpit door. Attorney Thomas Hart was on board with his client, and they both jumped into action.
Jumps up and grabs the guy around his throat and puts his arm behind his back.
Hart says five other passengers surrounded the man and held him down while the plane made the emergency landing in Denver. The man apparently was drinking while on board and before that flight. Office furniture and sports memorabilia belonging to embattled former attorney Scott Rothstein went on the auction block yesterday in Tamarack. In all, more than 160 people showed up to place their bids. A bankruptcy judge ordering the sale of items belonging to Rothstein, who stands accused of operating a $1.2 billion Ponzi scheme. The six-hour auction raised some more than $182,000 for creditors and bilked investors. Well, the newly released unemployment numbers are a reminder that the impact of the recession remains for the Sunshine State. Economist Sean Snaith says this has been equal opportunity when it comes to job losses.
Unemployment has really cut across socioeconomic strata and across sectors of the economy. It's not really just focused in blue-collar manufacturing. It's hit the white-collar sector equally.
And he adds we can expect the unemployment rate here to top 12% before all is said and done. He says the worst should be over by the end of the second quarter. Well, two teams are going to the Super Bowl, and unfortunately, two are going home.
Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson wants that Super Bowl ring.
Ultimately, that's what it's all about.
They'll take on the Saints in New Orleans. Their coach, Sean Payton.
It is a unique relationship, I think, that this team has with the city.
That's the NFC game. For the AFC, it's the New York Jets at Indianapolis. Colts quarterback Peyton Manning.
The focus right now, trying to get prepared mentally and physically to play a good game.
Jets coach Rex Ryan says they'll try to give Manning a hard time, though.
I think we'll be able to disrupt him some.
His rookie quarterback Mark Sanchez.
This feels right. This feels good. It feels the way you dream it would feel.
Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Next update at 12:30. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
Traffic updates are brought to you by the Golf Channel. Don't miss all five rounds of the star-studded Bob Hope Classic. Tune into Golf Channel when the PGA Tour continues its West Coast swing. Watch today live at 3:30 and 10 p.m. Eastern, only on Golf Channel.
Get ready. Calder Casino and Race Course is now open. Get ready to experience South Florida's hottest new multi-entertainment venue at Calder Casino and Race Course. Get ready for the grand opening of Calder's brand new Vegas style slot casino. Get ready for exciting thoroughbred racing and year-round simulcasting. Get ready for live poker action at the all-new Studs Poker Club, plus three new exciting restaurants and bars. The all-new Calder Experience, now open, just north of Dolphin Stadium off the Florida Turnpike.
Condo Craze and HOAs is intended as a resource guide for education, information, and entertainment purposes and is not intended to supply specific legal advice. The information that you hear should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a professional attorney. The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based on advertising or the information you hear today.
It's Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD, sponsored by attorney Eric Glazer, founder of Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm helping associations and owners throughout the state of Florida. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, please give us a call at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397. AT&T Wireless customers, we make it so easy for you. Simply dial *610, or you can always email us, condocraze@wiod.com, and we've actually arrived. We're on Facebook now. So just do a search for Condo Craze on Facebook and hit us up. Become a fan of the show. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorney Eric Glazer and attorney Christy Phillips. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good morning, Jerry.
It's time for you to talk now. Okay. I got to get my stick.
Been a long week.
I bet it has. I got to tell you, last week was one of the most fun shows that I've been a part of. I mean, how can you beat a show talking about real casino gambling coming to South Florida, crazy pot-smoking neighbors who like to party on their balcony? I got to tell you, I'm a little worried about what's going on today. Are we going to talk about topless condo swimming pools? I just want to know what kind of show we're running here, whether I should have my mom listen or not.
Yeah, easy, Jerry. Yes, I definitely promoted bringing casino gambling to South Florida. No, I'm not promoting allowing pot smoking on your balcony. And I'm not necessarily promoting topless condo swimming pools, but you got to admit it would make for an interesting show, and, you know, perhaps I could be persuaded, you know?
Yeah, well, that would be maybe a TV show. I can see the late-night infomercials now, you know, condo commando's gone wild or, yeah, you know, whatever.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I agree. A topic like that probably does require some visuals rather than just the radio.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Now that you guys, you know, got the phones going because you've got everybody woken up and listening to this, can you change the topic? Oh, come on, there's got to be something more important to talk about.
No, I think we're good.
Yeah,
I think we're good. Wait, let me turn.
All I got to say is, man, it seems like you're all the same.
Wait, I can turn your mic off. Watch this.
you can't shut me up that quickly, I promise you.
Yeah, no, radio personalities are no different than anybody else. I got to agree with Jerry on that one.
Dignified?
Okay, come on, guys. Can we please move on?
How long have you been hanging around in here with us?
Okay, just one more thing on the gambling issue, though, and it's really important. I mean, this is serious stuff. Perhaps the most important thing we can possibly discuss on the show today. Take the Jets and the points. That's the J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 because like it or not, South Florida, the Jets are going to beat the Colts today, and they're going to be playing the Super Bowl right here at Landshark Stadium in 2 weeks. Count on it. You heard it here.
No, that's a typical Jet fan talking.
I completely agree.
Because it hasn't been Landshark Stadium for a long time now.
That's true.
What is it called?
It's
I don't even know.
Sunlight Financial.
Oh, but like for a week now, right?
No, no.
It's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
They're even having tours.
It's not Joe Robbie or Dodger Stadium.
No, not anymore. It was Landshark until the end of the regular season, and then it reverted back to Dolphin Stadium, and then they did the deal with Sunlight Financial, so now I'm not sure how long that deal's for. It may be a multi-year,
thing. Yeah, I think it was like something like $5 million.
Yeah, it's going to be Sunlight Financial Stadium, home of the Super Bowl, featuring the New Orleans Saints and the and the Indianapolis Colts.
You know, I can't call.
I showed my age there. I almost said the Baltimore Colts.
We just went there, even left the Vikings out. But anyways, guys, come on. Well, I don't want to have to fall asleep here. We gotta.
I can get you a pillow because it's all about football today. I thought you were a football fan.
Oh, I am, believe me. But unless my Vikings win today and Brett Favre is over there, I don't know if I can watch the Jets play in the Super Bowl. I just don't know.
Yeah,
Eric.
You know, it's Eric's show. And if he wants to come here and talk all about the Jets for the next 50 minutes and 3 seconds or whatever, you know, how much time we've got left, then he can.
Well,
however,
he's already supposed to sing the Dolphins
however,
song.
It's going to cost him because he lost a bet to you. And if he wants to talk about gambling, and if he wants to talk bad about my Dolphins, then I think he has to pay up on the bet right now.
I will not sing the Dolphin theme song today. Will not happen, and let's move on.
See how I got in the move on?
There you go. See, it works.
All right, back to business. In no small part due to Jerry's kind words last week about the success of the seminar at WIOD Studios, we received a lot of calls and emails this week wanting to know when the next seminar is being held. And although we don't have an exact date for the seminar yet, it's probably going to be in a couple of weeks. So make sure you register for the course online at our website, again, www.florida-association-law.com to avoid getting shut out. And just a reminder, the seminar provides 2 credit hours for community association managers. And again, for those listeners who didn't hear the show last week, the legislature is actually thinking about passing a law that makes a course of this nature mandatory for all officers and directors. And if any of the people who attended the seminar are listening, I'd really be curious to know how you guys feel about this type of course being mandatory now that you attended it, because perhaps you had one opinion before the course and a different one after you attended. Either way, we would love to hear from our listeners today on this topic. Should at least a few hours of training be required before or during a board member's term on the board? I can tell you that a recent poll in the Sun Sentinel this week concluded 3-1 that at least some training should be required. And also, I certainly wouldn't mind continuing the casino gambling debate. Should we allow full-fledged casinos, and would it jumpstart the Florida economy like I said it would?
Yeah, I think I think we're going to agree on this, Eric. Yeah. It may be the only thing we agree on all day today, but I agree that some training, some formal training, should be in place. And we want to know what you think. So give us a call, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, or *610 for AT&T wireless customers.
Yeah, also, if you want to call in and let us know why the Jets will beat the Colts today, I promise to take your calls before any other.
And there he goes again.
You promised to. I thought I ran the phones. You can't even reach the phones over here. And the guy answering the calls works for me.
Okay.
Hi, Mike.
I swear, it's like babysitting 2 small children. I could tell you my little nephew acts more grown up than two of you combined.
I'm sorry, I didn't start. I didn't start Jerry.
I didn't start it. Eric did.
No, I'll stop if you stop.
I'm not stopping.
Stop. I'm not a mother yet, and I don't plan to be one anytime soon. So stop it.
Well,
we were just trying to cure you of any thoughts you
any
had.
Any thought I had of children. I have a dog and a cat. I'm good to go.
Right.
Fine, if we got to get serious. Okay, then. Week after week, we talk about the staggering amount of foreclosures in South Florida. And 2 weeks ago, we spoke about how the legislature intends on turning all this around. We discussed a bunch of new pending bills that may make the banks speed up the foreclosure process and pay more assessments during the foreclosure process or when they finally take title. And we were finishing up with Robaina's bill. And there's just a few things that I think we should discuss before we put that issue to bed. Looking at his bill, he wants to allow a provision in there that says, if allowed in the declaration as a common expense, the board can sign a bulk contract for not only cable TV, but also for internet services. You know, right now, under the condo statute, the board only has the authority to sign for cable TV. There's nothing in there that talks about internet. So this would allow the board to do that and perhaps save the association money. Probably a good thing. Also, during the pendency of a foreclosure action, the board should be able to demand that the tenant pay the rent to the association. And if asked, the association has to give the tenant a receipt. Again, right now, under the declaration, unless it's in the declaration or bylaws, the association can't ask a tenant to do that. So this would actually allow the association to approach a tenant directly. 2 more things. If a unit owner is delinquent for more than 90 days, the association can suspend the right of an owner to use the common elements and suspend the right to vote. Again, this is only allowed in an HOA right now, but not in a condo. I think everybody would agree with that, too. There's a lot of people out there in the condo world that are pushing for that. And if the Division of Florida Land Sales finds that a director has intentionally falsified records, the division can prohibit him or her from acting as an officer or director for as long as 1 year. So a lot of good things.
Yeah, but it's a lot of good things. I'm just worried that it might be a little bit too much too soon. I mean, there are ways that people, I know a lot of condo right now with, you know, Comcast and all the major groups, they actually have the internet services attached. And also, you know, the associations can do that possible lease addendum if they have the right to approve. Right. So this might just be a little too much. I'd rather try and see the big issues get passed first and then worry about the little ones.
Yeah, it seems to me that, it's so hard to get just one little change made.
Exactly.
You know, in a law, it has to go through all the red tape, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And, you know, what makes anybody think that they can get all these changes made at once?
Right.
I
agree. It might be too much too soon. And again, this particular bill doesn't really address the foreclosure crisis and require the banks to do anything yet. We can go on to Part B, but maybe we want to take a call.
Let's get to the phones. The phones are stacked, and not one call about the Jets. I got Mike screening them in there.
That's
really
a good
thing. Phil, you're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Actually, I'll talk about the Jets if you want.
We want to know.
Jets are going to control the line of scrimmage. They're going to keep Manning on the sidelines, and they're going to win the game.
Phil, you get a Condo Craze T-shirt. I will make one up for you.
We don't have Condo Craze T-shirts.
I will knit one for Phil.
I've got a dump button over here, guys.
No, I was recently asked to be on my condo board over here, and I want to know the advantages and disadvantages of doing that in terms of legal liability and compensation of any sort. What is that?
Okay. Generally speaking, on a condo board, you can't get paid unless your documents say otherwise. 99.9% of the documents say you can't get paid. So forget that. If you feel like serving on your board, do it because you feel you want to be a help to your community. Do it because you think you can do a better job, perhaps, than the people before you. If you're doing it to get a pat on the back and a thank you, that's not going to happen because, quite frankly, it's a thankless job.
Yeah, look up thankless job.
I think more people will be knocking on my door saying they have problems than anything else.
You ever have experience serving on a board?
No.
Do you mind what I ask you what you do for a living?
I run a restaurant.
Okay. You have some managerial experience, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Then that, you know what? That qualifies you as much as anybody else out there, quite frankly.
You seem like you're used to a lot of people being unhappy around you. I know how, you know, customers come in and they complain about stuff, so you'll probably be great at it, but it's it.
I deal with that all the time.
Yeah, it's a tough job. How large is your association?
300 units.
And I take it you certainly have management as well.
Yes, we have a manager.
Okay, if you have a good manager and if you have a good legal team, then quite frankly, it should make your job a whole lot easier.
And Phil, in regards to the liability issue, you're going to have insurance on yourself, so as long as you don't intentionally or wantonly...
I wouldn't want to try to intentionally break the law in any way,
right.
But I just want to know if I was ever going to be sued for... Someone might be a crackpot.
Yeah, no, we can lie to you and tell you that you'd never be sued, but you never know. People file lawsuits for all kinds of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
Again, what Christy said is correct. As long as you don't intentionally try to harm somebody, you know, your acts are generally going to be covered by insurance.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you got to make sure that exists. Make sure your management company paid that bill.
Paid that. Make sure that's paid. And, because the stuff you read on message boards is usually erroneous.
Right. No, give it a shot. Listen, quite frankly, I encourage it. Get involved in your community. I mean, I think it's a great thing. Just don't expect that even if you reduced everybody's maintenance by 50%, just don't think that you're going to get a pat on your back for it because somebody's going to tell you that if they did it, they could have reduced it by 80%.
Yeah, I expect that.
Yeah.
I'm not going into it with anything, expecting anything else.
I say go for it, and if you do, we'd love for you to take our course, so at least you'll have a little bit of background on how the condo law actually works.
Oh, sure. I think that'd be very helpful.
Okay. Phil, great call.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll come back and take lots more of your calls. Virginia, Mark, please be patient. We'll be right back to you on Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Suddenly, getting a new Mercedes-Benz just got easier. Announcing the 1-800-Mercedes Luxury Upgrade Event. For limited time, we'll make your last three lease payments on the Mercedes-Benz you're driving now. And nearly every model qualifies. Then drive a new 2010 Mercedes C300 Sport Sedan for only $459 a month with zero down payment. It's a 36-month lease with zero capitalized cost reduction plus first payment, tax tag, and title with approved credit. $17,969 in total payments. That's a new C300, just $459 a month. Zero down payment, only during the 1-800-Mercedes Luxury Upgrade Event. Call now and we'll make your last three lease payments. Then drive a new 2010 C300, just $459 a month, zero money down. Call 1-800-MERCEDES or click MercedesFLA.com.
Welcome to another Mediterranean moment from Romano's Macaroni Grill.
On the Italian coast, they prepare simple lunches with amazing ingredients that won't slow you down, which is why our new Mediterranean lunch menu features crisp, fresh salads, authentic soups, and delicious artisan sandwiches starting at only $6.99. All simply prepared for you to simply enjoy. Our new Mediterranean lunch menu starts at just $6.99. See you soon at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Welcome to another Mediterranean moment from Romano's Macaroni Grill.
Today, you could settle for a bland, ready-made lunch from the microwave, or you could have a handmade Amalfi chicken soup and delicious imported prosciutto sandwich for only $6.99. And you don't have to nuke anything. Our new Mediterranean lunch menu starts at just $6.99 every Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 p.m. See you soon at Romano's Macaroni Grill.
I'm Jimmy Cefalo for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants. Hey, you've been living with chronic pain for a long time. You've got arthritis, spinal stenosis, sciatica. Why live with pain any longer? Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants in Broward County has been treating patients in pain since 1996. Dr. Fox, Dr. Ozaktai, both wonderful physicians who have this specialty that's incredible. So my suggestion, if you've got that kind of pain, see them. 954-720-3188 for Anesthesia Pain Care Consultants.
Sinbad Sports presents the South Florida Fan Fest at the Miami Beach Convention Center, January 29th through the 31st. Sign up for the Andre Rison Football Minicamp and play with your favorite NFL players, including Santana Moss, Lorenzo White, and many more. South Florida Fan Fest is a sports memorabilia show that includes an interactive kid zone, Xbox 360 competition, and an autographed signing pavilion to meet your favorite players. For tickets, go to South Florida Fan Fest.
And don't forget the Primetime Players Party with yours truly, Deion Sanders, and all my friends, Friday, January the 29th at Carew and Y, Miami.
Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. I'm Jerry Hester, alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. We're taking your calls at 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T Wireless customers. And I think we should get right back to the phones. It's Virginia. Hi, Virginia. Thanks for holding. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thank you. I've described the thing, the problem I have with the, actually, I guess, the Homeowners Association now. What is the responsibility of the Homeowners Association if somebody in the neighborhood, the homeowner, has a problem, and it's due to the fact that the Homeowners Association hired these people and it, this became a problem, which in this case is my driveway, on the sides of which they have broken it up constantly, going up and down with their edges.
What people? Was it a lawn company?
Yeah. Okay. It's the edge of the driveway, and it's the lawn company. The lawn company man has told me absolutely he won't do anything about it. He's not responsible. The only thing he's done is put flags up alongside of it, and when they come, they take the flags down, continue doing what they want to do, have to do or supposed to do. He can't speak to them because they don't speak English, and just leave the flags up. Well, that's going on for 3-4 months now. And they take them down, they don't put them back up, and they edge. They're continuously breaking up the sides of the driveway. So I took it up with the Homeowners Association meeting, and they finally told me that it would cause, in under their breath, they said they didn't want to set a precedence, but on top, on the open, they told me that I suggest get it done myself.
Well,
and that I don't stand any chance if I wanted to go to court or something, that would cost me more. There is an estimate between $400 and $1,500 to do it, and they suggested I take the $400 and do it myself and go away.
But let me ask you, answer your question, I guess, in maybe the broadest of possible terms. If an association hires a company to make some repairs to the property and that company winds up damaging your property, that doesn't necessarily make the association responsible for the damage. If the association perhaps hired unlicensed and unqualified people to do it, yes, then I'd make the association responsible. But if the association wasn't negligent in the type of people they hired, then the person who actually damaged your property would be responsible, whether it be a landscaper or a roofer or whoever else they hire.
So, Virginia, what he's saying is pretty much you'd have to probably go after the landscaper themselves in a small claims court. But you could also request the contract from the board or the association and just see what it says in the contract. Because a lot of the contracts for these type of work actually have clauses in there where if they cause damage by their own negligence, then they're going to be liable and you can base it off of that. So I would definitely take a look at, request the contract from the association, take a look at it. And then worst comes to worst, you would have to go after the landscaper.
Yeah, great idea, Christy. Yeah, definitely get a copy of that contract.
Okay,
you want us to take a look at it, we'd be glad to do that for you. Again, call us at the office, 877, the number 4, Condo Craze. Okay?
8774.
Condo Craze.
Condo? I'm sorry.
That's okay. The name of the show, 8774, Condo, C-O-N-D-O. Craze, C-R-A-Z-E.
Kind of craze. Okay, thank you. I heard you on the radio last week, and I was driving in the car, and I said, oh, I have to get back.
Well, we're glad you called back today. Thanks, Virginia.
All right, thank you very much.
Thanks, right, Virginia.
Bye-bye.
Let's talk to Mark. Hi, Mark. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, how you doing? Great show you got here.
Thank you.
Thanks again, Mark. Thank you. What's going on?
I just started listening to you probably about a month ago. I just bought a condo in September. And they're in the process of forcing us to install this fire sprinkler system. The building was built back in, like, 1974.
Right.
And we're fighting it, but the state is forcing, actually the city is forcing us to do this. And so I heard that they had changed the law that this thing could be voted out.
Okay.
To a majority vote. How exactly do we go about that?
Mark, quite frankly, this is a topic that we really haven't touched much about on the show, and it's explosive because we can actually do a whole show just on this very issue. Basically speaking, condos that are four stories or 75 feet or higher that don't have sprinkler systems in common areas that are enclosed are going to be required by 2012 to what's called retrofit those areas with sprinkler systems. And we're talking about an insane amount of money to do it in these older buildings.
Right, and we're two stories.
Okay. Two stories, you have an option. You may be able to vote against retrofitting. Okay?
Yeah.
You're going to need, I believe it's 3/4 of the people in the property to vote against it. Okay?
Either how do you go about that?
Again, you can simply do it by a proxy vote. Just send out a ballot for people to vote on. And since it's under four stories or not in excess of 75 feet, you would have the option to vote against it. Now, I just want to make sure that you're talking about the installation of a sprinkler system rather than the installation of a fire alarm system. Because
it's a sprinkler system.
Okay, just for the listeners out there, you can't vote down a fire alarm system, but a sprinkler system you can.
Okay.
Okay? So, again, very, very costly what's going to happen to associations at a time period when they are least likely to be able to afford it. Governor Crist had the opportunity recently to change the law and veto legislation which would require it by 2012, but his attitude is he wasn't going to put the life and safety of the residents and firefighters in the state ahead of the costs. So unfortunately, at least at this time, it's going to be required, and it's something that associations are waiting to do for the very last minute. And, you know, we plan on having a lot of presidents and perhaps fire officials on our show to tell us the best way to deal with the new law.
Well, is there any way we can get this repealed? Because this is really crazy.
Well, yeah, tell your local legislatures, right into the governor's office. Again, at least Charlie Crist's attitude at this point, though, is no matter what people are going to say regarding the cost, he's not going to risk the lives of firemen and the lives of residents who live in a condominium just because they simply can't afford it.
Eric, I do know that there was a study that came out, and that was actually forwarded to Governor Crist. Hopefully he's taking a look at it because it has all the information and how much it's going to, the estimated cost for the associations.
Yeah.
But
it's a real hot topic now, very explosive.
Well, we have written, the association where I live has written him a letter, and he, you know, answered back just like what you're saying. He basically doesn't care. You know, he's just going to go forward with it.
Right. You know, again, it's not a question of not caring about what the owners have to say. It's he also has to stare the firefighters in the face and say, you know what, we're going to put you in a situation where there's no sprinklers in a building, you know. So he's got to answer to them as well. It's a tough call.
Well, how exactly are they going to do this? I mean, do they expect the individual condo owners to bring it into their apartments as well? I mean, because that was mentioned too, and I don't really know how that's going to work.
No, a good question. As of right now, that's not the issue. It's not being required inside the units. It's being required in common areas that are enclosed. So in other words, it wouldn't be required in open catwalk areas and things of that nature. But let's say you have the club room, the party room, the boardroom, and that's an enclosed area and it's not sprinkled at the present, yeah, you're going to have to do it. And it's going to cost an incredible amount of money.
I know.
Does this include hallways?
Hallways, yes.
They're closed in.
Boy. If they're closed in, absolutely, yes. So for the older buildings that don't have the sprinklers, get ready for another round of perhaps incredibly large special assessments.
Shame on it.
Yeah, understood your frustration, but, you know, the governor has his way of thinking, too. And it's perhaps a little difficult to go against what he's thinking. You know, life and safety are important, too.
Well, my thing is, I mean, how do you make a building that was built prior to this retrofit a sprinkler system? I mean, especially where I live, I mean, it's a really solid cement building. Yeah. I don't even see a fire hazard. You know what I mean?
One word, money. That's how you do it. Okay?
Yeah.
Mark, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thanks for calling, Mark. We need to take a break. We need to take a break for news. Sorry about that, Mark. And we'll be right back with more of your calls. If you're on hold, please be patient. We will get to you right after this. Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD.
Good afternoon. It's 1230. I'm Randy Lance with our top local story. A South Florida man facing several counts of murder after admittedly killing his wife and two young sons. We'll have the details coming up, but first, check with Donna Rapato in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Traffic Center.
Randy, the roads look good across South Florida this Sunday afternoon. One minor accident reported on the Sawgrass Expressway northbound at mile marker 6. In downtown Miami, crews have closed the right lane of the Dolphin Expressway westbound at Northwest 12th Avenue over by the hospitals for construction. Also, construction on the Don Shula Expressway in both directions has closed the ramps from Killian Parkway, so stick with 107th Avenue instead. I'm Donna Rapato, News Radio 610 WIOD, 24-hour traffic.
Quick showers possible early today. Beyond that, sun and clouds, gusty winds, upper 70s the high. Breezy and humid tonight, only falling back to the low 70s. Highs near 80 tomorrow with a 40% chance of thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Natoso from the Weather Channel for News Radio 610 WIOD.
79 degrees in Plantation, 80 in Hialeah, it's 1231. A Palm Beach County man is behind bars, charged with three counts of first-degree murder. 49-year-old Neil Jacobson crashing his car in Delray and told rescue workers that he had just killed his family. Palm Beach County deputies went to the home located at the Isles of Wellington gated community, found the bodies of his wife, 53-year-old Frankie, and their 7-year-old twin sons, Eric and Joshua. Records show Jacobson is president of HGH Organics Corporation. That's a company that actually sells human growth hormone. He also is a board member of the Jewish Community Center in Wellington. A Broward Sheriff's Office patrol car colliding with another car, leading to the death of a teenage girl. The Sheriff's Office reports a woman was attempting to make a turn on Northeast 56th Street and Dixie in Oakland Park. The deputy in the oncoming lane hit her car, paramedics transporting that woman, rather, and her two passengers to a local hospital where one of the passengers, 14-year-old Kara Caitlin, eventually died. That deputy was treated for minor injuries. A new audio message claiming to be from Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden, claiming responsibility now for the Christmas Day airliner attack, and promises more. In a message carried by the Al Jazeera News Channel, bin Laden said there would be no peace for America unless there was security for Palestinians. There was no way to confirm it was actually bin Laden, but it resembled previous recordings attributed to him. And the search continues at one demolished building in Port-au-Prince. Despite the Haitian government's declaration, the search and rescue phase of the quake response is over. Two rescue teams continue their search for four missing Lynn University students and two staff members at the Hotel Montana. Family members are still holding out hope, considering a man in his 20s was found alive yesterday, 11 days after the catastrophic quake. Next update at 1 o'clock. More condo craze and HOAs up next. I'm Randy Lance, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
Did I raise him or did he raise me? Certainly, I wasn't ever the same. After he first turned his innocent eyes to me as if to say, who are you? That same look would have a habit of settling on me over the years, and I'd forgive him anything. Well, almost anything, as we wandered through our early times together. As he grew, I kind of grew too. I learned again the joy of innocence and gained a new sense of responsibility along the way. And now, at last, I have something that I can give him, to thank him for helping to grow me up. You never own a Patek Philippe. You merely take care of it for the next generation. See what a new watch can say about you at Tourneau, the world's largest watch store since 1900. Tourneau, Ball Harbor Shops, Ball Harbor and Wharf Avenue, Palm Beach.
Get ready. Calder Casino and Racecourse is now open. Get ready to experience South Florida's hottest new multi-entertainment venue at Calder Casino and Racecourse. Get ready for the grand opening of Calder's brand new Vegas style slot casino. Get ready for exciting thoroughbred racing and year-round simulcasting. Get ready for live poker action at the all-new Studs Poker Club, plus three new exciting restaurants and bars. The all-new Calder Experience, now open, just north of Dolphin Stadium off the Florida Turnpike.
Condo Craze and HOAs on News Radio 610 WIOD. I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. Busy day so far. The phones are lighted up. I'm glad we don't pay by the call here. let's talk to Pat. Hi, Pat. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today.
Sure.
Sir, I'm curious, how are fence setback requirements set in a homeowners association where there are common lakes?
Not sure if I understand the question. In other words, you have a lake that borders on the back of your property?
That's correct, sir. I live in a condo a homeowners association of 240 homes. It was built in 2000, and there's about five lakes in our community, and many of the lakes are circled by homes. And when we first moved in, the document said that it was a 15-foot setback requirement. About 3 years into it, there's a gentleman that previously lived in our neighborhood that worked for South Florida Water Management, and he created quite an uproar in the community and said that there are mandatory 20-foot setback requirements. And through really bullying people and threatening lawsuits, people who at the time had existing fences down to 15 feet were forced to move their fences back. Well, over the few years that he's been gone, I've done a little bit of research, and that distance from where the established water line is, independent of droughts or rain, for fence setback requirement seems pretty arbitrary. There's communities within a five-mile circumference of my home that have 5-foot setbacks, 10-foot setbacks, one has 8-foot setbacks, and yet this gentleman, who, again, works for South Florida Water Management, demanded that we had 20-foot setbacks.
Sounds like he had a cousin in the fence business.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. We have a fence now that we've put it up, and it's at 20 feet, but it's real frustrating when you have 20 feet of your property and you can't do anything with it. And I understand safety and common areas and all that, but because he had said it was mandatory, you know, a bunch of us have done some research, and I even called my city, and I'm not sure of his title, but the gentleman from my city said that that's a scary, not scary, but a big hornet's nest that could be opened up because it's not necessarily set in stone. So I'm curious if you guys have any comments on that or any knowledge on how the laws are written.
Pat, the thing is, usually in the Declaration of Restrictions for Homeowners Association, your survey for the homes will actually give you the setback requirements, and that's probably what you were discussing with the 15 feet.
Yeah.
But if in the event the city or, you know, even the county, the state has regulations requiring the fence to be set back further, you would have to comply with that. I'm not exactly sure what the city and county and state codes are in regards to that. I'd have to do a little research and get back to you if you want to call the office. But, I mean, it usually goes based on the declaration of restrictions for your HOA.
Uh-huh.
And then the statute or the code would overrule that. So
it, typically, it's been my experience that in an HOA, you have certainly your backyard, and then there's a strip of land between your backyard and the actual mean water line or the high water mark, which the association is generally responsible for maintaining.
That's incorrect when it comes to areas that fall between your property lines. We're responsible for maintaining them. And I did some research, and what I've been told is that seems to be something that there's not a clear-cut definition, especially in circumstances like this. For instance, when we got approved for our entire community to be built, the builder himself put big landscaping trees and what have you in what would be called the encroachment zone or whatever the term might be, as well as other communities within the same town that we live in have different setbacks.
I'll tell you what, call us at the office tomorrow at 877-4-CONDO-CRAZE. I'd love to take a look at what your Declaration of Covenant says. As a matter of fact, what I'd like to do for you is actually do some research on the matter and call the South Florida Water Management District and actually give a better, more intelligent answer next week on the show.
Great. I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Pat.
Thanks for calling, Pat. That's got to be prevalent. I mean, as many lakes as there are in town, everyone's flown over the city.
Lakes, canals. The hardest part of the lakes is that they're private. So that's where I guess the difference is versus canals and the setback requirements there. That's why I think it's such a gray area.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, the canals, they can regulate because they own the canals, the county or city,
usually,
whatever.
Usually they can regulate either one, but the thing is with the private one, it leaves it a little more in the dark.
It doesn't fall under the umbrella of South Florida Water Management.
Exactly. It does in aspect, certain parts of it do, but they have a lot more control over canals. They can come in, clean them out. They can do all that stuff. So.
Right. They're the ones you call if you have a problem, but they have no...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
They call somebody else for you.
Oh, this is going to get ugly. Let's talk to Richard. Hi, Richard. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. First of all, yes, I think all board members should attend the seminars. I plan to attend one myself.
That's great, Richard.
And in addition... Hello?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Yes. Yes, I plan to attend your seminars. I think all board members should attend the seminar or take a class into it. And we're rooting for the Jets, by the way.
And you're rooting for the Jets. This is a great call.
Are you listening to the radio?
Let me tell my wife to turn it off.
Yeah, turn the radio down.
Yes.
It gets really confusing with a 16-second delay.
Right. Sorry about that. Okay, my question is that I'm on the board, and we had a meeting last month, and two issues came up. The condo has title to four units, which we had two rented, and we just acquired one. Now, the president stated that they want to get, sell the four units to an individual investor for $750, all four, sell the title to them. And this investor will pay the fees, home association fees, and we have $750 escrow on one unit, and he will return that. My question is, when we renting them for $750, and we get $3,000.
Okay. But it doesn't make much sense to let this person buy it.
Right. It doesn't make sense to me. And then they came and said that we who took a vote to incorporate the four units.
Okay. How many members are on your board, Richard?
There's five members, and I'm out of the loop.
Why are you out of the loop?
Because I questioned them.
Okay, you're saying, when you say you're out of the loop, do you mean that you're being outnumbered 4-1?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
In all issues, and that they don't contact me and know what's going on.
Okay.
You know, they threw a vote on me last night, and I said, wait a minute, it's not fair to vote on something that should be investigated first.
Okay. Let me cut to the chase on this, too. So basically, you don't think it's a good idea to sell these units to the one investor, whereas your board thinks it is a good idea. Are you getting more money each month by renting it? Are you able to rent all four?
Right now we have two rented. There was problem one, but we thought it wrong. I suggested that we should get 3 months' rent, the first, the last, and a security,
okay,
and have a credit check.
Okay, Richard, in a nutshell, here's the answer to your question. These types of decisions are generally protected by what's called the Florida Business Judgment Rule. And what does that mean? That decisions of a board of directors on things of this nature are never to be second-guessed by a court. That the courts don't get involved in things of that nature. Courts don't like to come in and tell corporations what business decisions they should be making. It's left to their discretion. Right, wrong, or indifferent, the only way that you would potentially have a cause of action is if you found out, for instance, that this was being sold to an insider, to someone who's on the board, to a member of a family of somebody who's on the board, things of that nature. Other than that, this four-member board's decision is going to be protected. Okay, and you're going to lose 4-1, and there's not much that you can do about it.
Richard, I also want to say in there, you also want to make sure that you say on the record that you're opposing it, just so that the minutes reflect your vote of no, in case in the future it's questioned or called upon. They know that your answer to that was no, that you didn't vote for it.
Yeah, don't avoid the topic. Get in there, even though you're going to lose 4-1, but have your vote count.
Right.
Okay, have it reflected.
I made sure I said it. Right, I did that. Now, the question about why they take four units and incorporate it, make a corporation four units.
Right.
If we're going to sell them. I didn't understand that point.
Well, perhaps associations think that if there's a problem with the unit, some legal problem winds up erupting as a fact because the association owned these units or transferred these units or someone gets hurt in these units, they'd rather own them in the name of a separate corporation rather than to own them in the name of the condo association. So the condo association wouldn't necessarily be liable for any damages. That's generally, I guess, what they're thinking is at that point. Okay?
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you for the call, and I agree.
And go Jets.
There you go, Richard. Thanks again.
Thanks for calling, Richard, in spite of
the Okay, here's my quick question. Where are all the Saints fans, the Vikings fans?
Who cares?
Anybody else other than Jets fan? Is anybody awake? Come on.
No,
I can't have
fans.
I can't have Eric over here just completely getting all the calls in regards to Jets today because he's going to be beaming all the way back.
You know, I haven't heard a single who dat all day.
You know, I just want to get back to finishing up on Robaina's bill. Why? Because it actually touches upon what Richard was just talking to us about. If you guys remember, Representative Robaina, as part of his bill, also created something that's called the Distress Condominium Relief Act. And remember, you have these developers who own all these units out there now that simply can't sell them. Their stockpile is high. And how do we encourage them to sell these units? So what Representative Robaina is proposing is that you're not going to be classified as a developer if you buy a bulk number of units from a developer, which is more than seven. And remember, developers have certain rights and responsibilities like warranties and things of that nature. And subsequent developers are scared to come in and buy these units because they don't want to be stuck with all these responsibilities for repair and the like. So Robaina is saying, okay, buy at least seven units and we won't call you a developer. You won't be stuck with all the burdens of actually being a developer. You won't be stuck with the repair bills, etc.
Eric, looking at that, I can't say anything I agree with them in that regard, because if I was a developer or I was even somebody coming in trying to buy three or four units, I wouldn't want to be deemed a developer. So the pro side to that is the associations are going to get somebody into the units. They're going to get somebody to buy the units, even if it's in bulk, and they'll start paying the assessments. You're going to get the immediate infusion of funds into the association. And then you're still going to be able to go after the original developer, which is huge.
Yeah, I think it's probably a good idea. No two ways about it. The bottom line is getting an infusion of money into the association right away. You have investors out there who are willing to throw money into the pot, to throw money at associations. they just don't want to come up with the, you know, have to bear the responsibility of being classified as a developer. But at least once they sell to the new guys start paying the condo bills each month. So it's a good thing for all the unit owners who live there.
Thing is, who would want that responsibility? If you're not right. the one making right. the millions of dollars, why would you want the name? So.
Exactly. Right. You know, but I got to tell you, with all the new pending legislation that we keep speaking about each week, there's still no bill out there that makes condo and HOA assessments superior to the bank's mortgage. And you can call me crazy if you want, but I really don't see the big deal in making banks responsible for payment of all delinquent condo assessments and assessments as they become due. I really don't. You know, do you know why the banks make you escrow 1/12 of your real estate taxes each month with your mortgage payment? It's because the real estate taxes are superior to the bank's mortgage. If the taxes aren't paid, the county can sell the property at the auction and wipe out the mortgage. So to protect itself, the bank simply makes the owner escrow the payments each month so that the bank always has the money on hand to pay the tax bill. So if the condo assessments and the HOA fees were also superior to the bank's mortgage, the bank would simply handle it the same way. There's no reason in the world why the banks can't require buyers to escrow the funds each month or to always have 6 months or a year's worth of assessments escrowed. It may make it a little more difficult for someone to qualify for a mortgage because they have to come up with more money in the beginning. But as we learned, what's wrong with making it harder for people to qualify for a mortgage? Again, make the banks inferior to the condo and HOA assessments. Make them get the money from their borrowers. Make the borrowers escrow a year of assessments. At least that way the condo and the HOA is protected. Yeah.
We need to take a break, and we'll be right back, and we'll take more of your calls. Condo Craze and HOAs, News Radio 610 WIOD.
The law firm of Glazer & Associates is asked all the time, why can't we be friends? Board members once elected have no idea how difficult and time-consuming it would be. They learn quickly that their decisions must be guided by statutes, declarations, and bylaws. At times, it feels overwhelming, especially when homeowners are constantly complaining. Let Glazer & Associates help your board and homeowners be friends. Whether it's collecting past due assessments, amending your documents, or answering your questions, or if you're a community member involved in a disagreement with your association, Glazer & Associates will handle your legal matters with personal care by professionals who appreciate your business. They know you have a choice for your association legal services and want to show you why they are the right choice. Visit their website at florida-association-law.com or call 954-983-1112 for more information. Let them restore the friendship between neighbors. This advertisement has been provided by a non-attorney spokesperson.
$1,389 for $1,000 financed with approved credit. Excludes 09 Corvette ZR1.
Start the new year in high gear. Announcing Maroney's Camaro clearance. Call 1-877-MARONEY. In celebration of the new year, Maroney Chevy is putting it in high gear with special savings on 2010 Camaros. Call 1-877-MARONEY. Plus, ride out 2010 with Maroney's huge selection of Malibus, Silverados, Tahoes, and more. And zero down is available on all models. Plus, get 0% APR financing for 72 months on remaining 09s. Start the new year in high gear with the all-new 2010 Camaro specially priced during the Camaro clearance event. Only at your nearest Maroney Chevrolet location, 8th Street in Lejeune, West 8, Pembroke Pines, Fort Lauderdale, Delray, and Green Acres. Maroney! Call 1-877-MARONEY or maroney.com. And now all 30 Maroney locations are open for service 7 days a week.
Are you suffering from chronic lower back or leg pain? If you've undergone non-surgical treatment for 6 months or more with no relief and are between the ages of 18 and 70, join the search for solutions. Surgeons in your area are enrolling patients in a nationwide clinical research study of the XL-TDR total disc replacement device developed by NuVasive. This is an investigational device currently being evaluated for its safety and effectiveness in the treatment of degenerative disc disease. The XLTDR study is an investigation of a motion-preserving implant that is placed through a minimally invasive surgical procedure. Find out if you are eligible for the NuVasive XLTDR clinical study by visiting www.xlmotion.com. That's www.xlmotion.com. As with any spine surgery, there are potential benefits and possible risks. Discuss these with your doctor to determine if you are a candidate.
Suddenly, getting a new Mercedes-Benz just got easier. Announcing the 1-800-MERCEDES Luxury Upgrade Event.
For limited time, we'll make your last three lease payments on the Mercedes-Benz you're driving now, and nearly every model qualifies. Then drive a new 2010 Mercedes C300 Sport Sedan for only $459 a month with zero down payment. It's a 36-month lease with zero capitalized cost reduction plus first payment, tax tag, and title with approved credit. $17,969 in total payments. That's a new C300, just $459 a month. Zero down payment, only during the 1-800-Mercedes Luxury Upgrade Event. Call now and we'll make your last three lease payments. Then drive a new 2010 C300, just $459 a month, zero money down. Call 1-800-MERCEDES or click MercedesFLA.com.
Condo Craze and HOA is on News Radio 610, WIOD, 866-610-NEWS, 866-610-6397, star 610 for AT&T Wireless customers. Winding it down, I'm Jerry Hester alongside attorneys Eric Glazer and Christy Phillips. And Raul has been holding probably for about 20 minutes now, patiently on line three. So Raul, finally, thank you for holding. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Thank you for taking my call. Thank you. I was just listening to the listeners speaking, and they are learning a little bit. My question is, can a home association prohibit Section 8 legally?
Wow. If I haven't been asked that question 1,000 times, I can tell you an association who attempts to prohibit the Section 8 housing is probably going to find themselves on some end of a discrimination complaint, either by an owner, by a potential tenant, or probably an agency of the United States government. I can that's where I see that would go. It's something we're asked routinely, and I can tell you I'm not aware of any law that would allow an association to do that, nor am I aware of any association who has ever gone through the step of like amending their documents and specifically stating in their documents that no Section 8 housing will be allowed, and you know, following it through and actually denying somebody on those grounds. I can tell you I can't in good faith encourage or counsel an association to go down that route, because I can tell you it's going to open up a big can of worms.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want to get a visit from the man in black.
Yeah, no.
You know, the guys in the black shiny suits with the thin ties and the mirrored sunglasses driving the big Suburbans with tinted windows.
Yeah.
You don't want those guys pulling up in front of your building and saying, excuse me.
You know,
would you come outside for a minute, please?
Yeah, you know, I understand people think that, you know, you want to keep the values up in your community and you don't want to go down the Section 8 housing. But I can tell you, in all candor, you have millionaires who wind up to be lousy neighbors, you know, unclean people, noisy, obnoxious. You know, just because someone's on Section 8, they may wind up being a lot better tenant and a lot better neighbor than some of your wealthier folks.
And the thing is, even when you have a Section 8, that means that they're at least getting it rented out. So then, you know, with the Section 8, I know certain provisions of it require that the mortgage be paid. There's certain actual requirements that those landlords and the owners have to follow. So you're actually more protected with those because the government will step in.
I can tell you that we've had situations where you've had you had Section 8 tenants in a condo or an HOA, and when a problem came up and you put the government on notice, they have actually assisted and stepped up to the plate and have tried to help us take care of it. So, you know, it's, again, not necessarily a bad thing, everybody.
Well, before we wind it up for good today, let's talk to Ronnie on line one. Hi, Ronnie. You're on Condo Craze and HOAs.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Ronnie.
We own 5 apartments in Hialeah. All are fully paid for. All we have to do is make sure we come up with any assessments and the maintenance fees. My sister-in-law fell behind, but she says that she caught up and provided all of the receipts to the association. But the association hired a lawyer anyway and is threatening to foreclose on all 5 apartments. They won't let us rent them. One of the reasons why she fell behind was because people started moving out because they couldn't afford to live there anymore. But she's supposedly caught up to date. We requested a meeting with the association and the lawyer, and they continue to deny us a meeting.
Well, again, you're going to have to come up with copies of canceled checks, Ask for a copy. Okay, ask for a copy of your ledger. Is there a management company involved?
The association. I think they're the only ones who take the payments.
Right.
And,
yeah, Ronnie. Unfortunately, we're just about running out of time. But let me do this. Call in the office tomorrow. 877 the number 4 Condo Craze, and we'll help you get a copy of your ledger from the association and help you rectify that with proof of your payments, and hopefully we can stop this from going forward.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling, Ronnie.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, thanks for calling. As we wind things up today, I almost hate to bring this up, but Eric, any final thoughts? Any last words?
Yes.
Jets are going to lose. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Yeah,
I'm so
sorry. That was your that was your outdoor voice.
Yeah. 2 weeks from today, we will be watching the Jets defeat Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay. At least you did that. I can take that one because I think the Jets might actually have a challenge then. You know, Vikings can take them out. We'll see.
No.
Well, all I can say is, who dat? Go Saints. Go Saints. That's G-E-A-U-X, Saints. We'll be back next week at noon with more Condo Craze and HOAs. Real Estate Riches is up next. Have a wonderful Sunday. Enjoy the games.
Sindbad Sports presents the South Florida Fan Fest at the Miami Beach Convention Center January 29th through the 31st. Sign up for the Andre Rison Football Minicamp and play with your favorite NFL players, including Santana Moss, Lorenzo White, and many more. South Florida Fan Fest is a sports memorabilia show that includes an interactive kid zone, Xbox 360 competition, and an autographed signing pavilion to meet your favorite players. For tickets, go to southfloridafanfest.com.
And don't forget the Primetime Players Party with yours truly, Deion Sanders, and all my friends, Friday, January the 29th at Ruined Y Miami.
The talk you want,
the news you need.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Streaming live 24/7 at WIOD.com.
Good afternoon. I'm Randy Lance with our top local story. A South Florida man facing several murder charges after gunning down his own wife and two young sons. We'll have the latest details on the investigation coming up. But first, let's check in with Donna Rapato in the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino Traffic Center.
In Miami-Dade, an accident on Southwest 8th Street and 109th Avenue has all westbound lanes blocked. Go with Coral Way or Flagler Street instead. You also have heavy traffic on the Don Shula Expressway both north and south, approaching Killian Parkway where the off-ramps are closed because of road work. Skip it and go with 107th Avenue. I'm Donna Rapato, News Radio 610 WIOD 24-hour traffic.